At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We've got a fun show planned for you today. We're going to take a look, of course, at the NBA. It could be the last game of the season tonight. It is game six between Golden State and Boston. Celtics need a win to stay alive. Then we would head to a game seven. Naturally, of course, we'll talk some Major League Baseball here on the show, fantasy reality, and the Sports Grid 60. And we even had a trade in the NBA to get to as well. But Davis, good to be with you here. I think we're all secretly hoping we get to a game seven. Celtics are favorite tonight, by the way, -3.5 over on FanDuel. But I guess the question is, which Celtics team will show up? I literally have no idea.
Yeah, I don't really have any clue either. I mean, this has been a Celtics team that I think if you go 1-8 of the Celtics rotation, 1-8 of the Golden State Warriors rotation, I think man for man, the Celtics are probably better, right? You know, Al Horford and Robert Williams in the course of this playoffs, they've played, I think that they've been better than Kevon Looney and Draymond Green. Jason Tatum versus Wiggins, not particularly close. Jaylen Brown, Klay Thompson, not particularly close. And obviously Curry is he is the best player in this series, right? Mm-hmm. He is all-time legend. You know, we're going to be telling our grandkids about Steph Curry. But, we saw in game five, I mean, he was fine. It's not, he didn't have like a stinker, but he was not great at all. And it really felt like the Celtics were never in danger of winning that game, despite the fact that they did have the lead for about 15 seconds before Jordan Poole hit that circus shot at the end of the third quarter. It does feel though, Craig, like the Celtics are going to win this game tonight and that we're going to see seven games. I mean, it's definitely what I'm hoping for, right? Game sevens they're the best.
Absolutely, and it would be giving us some more content for early next week, too. We could talk about that after the weekend for sure. All right, let's get to our headlines here on Fantasy Sports today. Let's begin with the Warriors. They're going to try and close out the Celtics tonight as 3.5-point underdogs. We will preview this from a DFS perspective coming up in about 10 minutes from now, so stay with us. Tyler Anderson is the second pitcher in less than a week to have a no-hitter in the ninth inning broken up. This time it was off the bat of Shohei Ohtani, who I'm sure we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show. The Dallas Mavericks make a very big trade. They send their first-round pick over to Houston. Christian Wood is now going to play with Luka in Dallas. Really interesting trade there. And the Avalanche, in a very exciting game last night, they end up taking game one in overtime. This could have went either way. I thought it was a really fantastic finish there. So we'll get to hockey here in a sec. But Davis, you know, the Dallas Mavericks, you know, sort of went through this playoffs and proved that, hey, we're pretty much good enough to compete. We're maybe like a player or two away. And look what they do. They acquire one of those players that's possible. Feels like Houston may be selling a little bit high on Christian Wood. Also kind of understanding where they are in a rebuilding process. I don't know how important he will be to that, but I think you got to commend Dallas for doing this. And really, you know, they really didn't have a great center there. I think now they have a much better one.
Yeah, I mean, I am a little skeptical about how this is going to work. I mean, you know, the Rockets doing the good thing. They acquire Christian Wood for nothing. I believe it was a 4-year, $80 million deal that he signed with them. They turned it into the 26th pick. I also believe they got off some salary here. I think Boban, maybe went over there as well. So they were there are some small roster machinations that are working themselves out as well, but they're going to get 4 years of cost controlled labor with that 26 pick, which is going to be a big deal for them. The reason why I'm skeptical on Wood is we've kind of already seen Luka play with a center who needs the ball in their hands to be most effective in Kristaps Porzingis. It didn't work, right? The best Dallas Mavericks lineups this season were Luka with two shooting guards in Reggie Bullock and Jalen Brunson, a wing player, could be Dorian Finney-Smith, could be whoever as the four, and then one of Maxi Kleba or Dwight Powell at center, right? And putting in Christian Wood for Dwight Powell or Dorian Finney-Smith or whoever at center, like I don't know how that lineup works offensively, but I think more importantly, I kind of thought Rudy Gobert might be a destination for the Mavericks because Luka doesn't really, I don't think he should be playing with a big man who needs the ball, right? I think the bigger question with the Mavericks is defensively, and that was kind of one of those things that really showed against the Warriors.
Yeah, you know, Dallas Mavericks fans are, you know, last night on social media very happy that they're not going to have to see Powell play 70 right. games this season. But, you know, at the same time, I understand the notion, Davis. It's going to be really interesting to see if there's enough shots to go with Christian Wood. But, you know, typically a team like Houston, we know it's going to be years, Davis, before they're competitive again. So it does sort of seem to make sense to sell high. We'll see if that is indeed the case with Christian Wood, or does he go to Dallas and put them into like a top three seed going into the playoffs next year? We're going to find out. NBA draft is coming up real soon. We'll preview that next week for you here on the show. All right, coming up next, this could be our last NBA DFS lineup. We've been doing these for, boy, it feels like 6 to 8 months, but this could be it tonight. It is game six. So the key question is, who does Davis have in his lineup over in dailyrotor.com? And who fits into the captain spot for? So get out your DraftKings apps.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
To help you with that, then we'll help you set up DFS lineup. There is afternoon baseball going on today, so we'll discuss that as well. Fantasy reality, Sports Grid 60, no doubt about that. Davis and I are here for you every Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, talking fantasy sports here on our Sports Grid network. So hopefully you're enjoying the show, and certainly we will have a lot more for you coming up right after this break. Who does Davis have in his lineup tonight? Celtics, Warriors, DFS preview coming up next right here on Sports Grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. By the way, all of the optimizations and fantasy content from a DFS perspective, completely free all season long on dailyrotor.com. I guess, Davis, that does not help anyone because the season is coming to an end. But a good reminder for next year, Davis, because let's be honest, I mean, we talk about the NFL season being year-round. The NBA season is almost year-round as well. We're going to end these finals at the end of this weekend. We're going to have the draft coming up, if I'm not mistaken, next week. And then we're going to have free agency shortly after that. And then a month later, it feels like they're going to be reporting the training camp. So, I mean, truly, the NBA is, I mean, as close to the NFL as they call a year-round sport as well.
Well, and, I mean, kind of the dirty little secret about the NBA is the stuff that people like the most about the NBA is not even the finals, right? I mean, we got this amazing finals, these amazing playoffs, all these seven-game series, and Giannis throws up 44 in a Game 6 loss at home, and the Celtics overcome that, and Curry's legacy is on the line. You know, winning a championship is clearly the best player. He was the underdog for two games in the series. And what do people want to know? Where's Rudy Gobert going? Where's Donovan Mitchell going? Is LeBron going to stay on the Lakers? Is Russell Westbrook going to get traded? Is Ben Simmons going to be traded? Is Kyrie Irving going to re-sign with the Brooklyn Nets? Like, the off-season storylines are on it, and I love it too. Like, the soap opera stuff about the NBA, I mean, it's the best.
Yeah. And you're right. The finals ratings there. I mean, I don't know that they're final yet, but they're saying that the finals ratings are going to be the worst in 10 years this year between Golden State and Boston, which is hard to believe considering Boston is such a huge market. San Francisco, a huge market as well. But I don't know. Something missing from this year. No Lakers, LeBron. I don't know. All right. Let's take a look at the lineups tonight. And then Davis will run through it for you. The key is obviously the captain spot. You got to put the right player in this spot tonight. It's game six. Davis has Marcus Smart tonight, and his price will be 12,000. Jason Tatum is 11,000. Andrew Wiggins came up big last game. He's 8,000 tonight. Davis is going to roll the dice one more time with Klay Thompson at 7,800. Jordan Poole is 5,700 tonight, and then Gary Payton, 4,800. The key here, obviously, to spend up, you got to take some discounts here, and that's what you got with Poole and Payton.
Yep, we have, again, no Curry in the lineup here. Honestly, it is just kind of a concerted decision because I thought the best prices on the board were Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, and Gary Payton, all of those guys, and Jordan Poole, and kind of all of their production is going to come if Curry is not having a great game. If Curry goes for 40 again here and closes it out and it's over, that probably means that specifically Klay and Poole are not having that great of a game. Smart has been a real bellwether for the Boston Celtics in these playoffs. When he has played very well, they have basically won those games. For example, he was pretty much lights out in game four. And he was great in that game. He was really good in game three as well. He's had multiple 40-point DraftKings games in this series. He's really important defensively. And his minutes have been extended in all of these games. So he's played 40 minutes in each of the last two nights. And one of the things I noticed in game five was that basically the second Peyton Pritchard gets beat on defense once, that's it. Ime Udoka is not extending his leash. He is out. I think at this point they would rather play Grant Williams and go super big than play Peyton Pritchard and go really small. The Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, Marcus Smart lineup. I think that Grant Williams is going to play over Peyton Pritchard there tonight. So feel pretty good about Smart and the captain. Elimination game for Jason Tatum. What has Jason Tatum done in some of the elimination games that they've had already in these playoffs? Miami, game seven, 56 DraftKings points. Elimination game, game six against Milwaukee, 66 DraftKings points with 46 real points, basically the best game. And then the capper against Brooklyn, 39 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, just phenomenal in these elimination games. And he is getting no rest. He played 44 and 43 minutes the last two nights. Honestly, would not. People probably remember LeBron doing this a couple times. Durant actually did this a couple times before he left to Golden State. Just play all 48 minutes in elimination games. Really would not be surprised to see Tatum just get no rest tonight because it's actually insane. They're like minus 27 with Tatum off the court. And they just get slaughtered with Tatum off the court, and Robert Williams too, by the way. They're really bad with Robert Williams. And then I really did just want to highlight Gary Payton because the story to him being a contributor in the NBA Finals, it is unbelievable. 6 months ago, he was, Craig, applying to be a video guy for the Golden State Warriors. His introduction to the Golden State Warriors organization was he was applying for a job that, like, you or I might apply for, like, oh, I'll watch the video, I'll break down the film, I'll help the guys. And he ends up getting on the team, kind of as their two-way guy. They sign him to a legit deal. 2 months ago, he breaks his elbow. I mean, I'd probably call in for this show for 2 months if I broke my elbow. Like, I don't know if you'd have me in there if I had broken an elbow. And now, he's like a plus 19 for the series. He's playing amazing defense. And I think the reason, by the way, why he might be needed tonight is Curry is going to need to save it on offense, and they're going to need a defensive guy on Smart and Brown. As we've mentioned, they just really do not trust Jordan Poole on defense. I mentioned the other day about how he blew the switch on his first rotation. He got 2 minutes and Curry yanked him out and put Gary Payton in game four. So that is how and of course, Wiggins. I mean, he's been their second best player. He's been so good.
Yeah, no, he has. And look, I mean, he's not going to win the MVP of the finals, but he definitely made his claim in the last game. All right, so here's the question, Davis. It's the same question we've been asking now for a month. Is this the night? Is this the night that a team wins and doesn't cover the spread? I believe we're on like a 27-game streak here or something like that, which is incredible to not have a dog cover but not win. Is this the night that the Celtics win by one or two and taking Golden State is the right move? Or do we just keep rolling out this consecutive streak of the, you know, team covering outright and winning, or Golden State winning as a dog? With the spread not a factor, what happens?
You know, I have just been on Golden State this entire time. I have not bet Boston in any of these games yet. I bet Golden State twice at different prices to win the series. So I am saying, I guess to cover and not win, Golden State would have to lose by one or three. 2 points, right? Mm-hmm. So, or yeah, I guess three would be the push. So I'm just saying they went out, right? I'm not going to give, because, you know, that situation is, you know, kind of like a last minute buzzer beater or whatever by the Boston Celtics. So I'm going, yeah, I got the Golden State Warriors. I have them winning outright. I'm going to say that Curry does just enough to win finals. I mean, the Curry will win finals MVP because of game four, right? 44 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists in that game, and you know, drew them back from the brink. I think Wiggins will probably get a couple votes for finals MVP because of how good he was in game five, and game two, I believe, was his really strong game. But, I mean, Curry needs a finals MVP, right, for kind of like legacy and historical reasons, and the voters definitely know that 100%.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Let's say hypothetically Curry has a big game tonight, Boston wins. And then let's say hypothetically Curry has a big game in game seven, Boston wins. Is Curry still the MVP?
I think that's who I would vote for, right, because I don't think Tatum has been good enough in this series to deserve it. And Robert Williams has actually been the best per minute guy of any player in this series through five games, but he's played like 24 minutes a game. So I don't think you can realistically vote for him. And I, by the way, was one of those people that said LeBron should have got it in 2016 when Iguodala won. So I have no problem voting for the best player on the losing team. So yeah, I think two more big Curry games, but you know, a Marcus Smart buzzer beater in game seven or whatever, my vote would still go to Curry.
All right, so there you go. Could end up being the case, especially if Boston wins tonight. We'll touch on this more on Newswire coming up at 2.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
2 o'clock Eastern right here on a Sports Grid. But coming up next, we're going to go over one of the slates in Major League Baseball, how we set a DFS lineup. One of the top pitchers in all of baseball is going today. Will Davis decide to use him? We'll let you know. Also, we'll have some fantasy or reality, yet another player trying to change sports. This time it is the NFL, the Major League Baseball. Will that be a success? Talk about that later. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. And Davis, before we get to our lineups today, I was watching everything yesterday, day games and night games. Davis, the Braves have won 14 games in a row, man. Like, this is getting kind of out of control here. They look exactly like the team down the stretch last year and even in the postseason. And they don't even have Ozzie Albies. Now, admittedly, they've been beating up on the Nationals, which most teams have been doing in Major League Baseball this season. But, I mean, once you win more than 9 or 10 games, I mean, it does become one of the great streaks in baseball. And, you know, the Cardinals last year, if I'm not mistaken, you'd have to check. I think they won 20 or 21 games, something along those lines. Maybe it's a little bit less. Braves are on fire right now. No other way to put it.
Yeah, they're just one of those teams. They're getting great production from bottom of the order guys. They have that double catcher tandem. I mean, so many teams just throw out catchers who, you know, are below the Mendoza line, and they have two guys who are so good that they can rotate in at DH. No Ozzie Albies, doesn't matter. The pitching staff is doing their job. What's the I actually don't know this. I wonder if you do. What is the record for most wins in a row in the regular season?
I think Oakland has it, if I'm not mistaken, from years ago. I think that was in the Moneyball movie, if I'm not – I think it was like 21 or 22, 23, something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, it would be – that would be very on one hand, you want to say, oh, that'd be really amazing. We'd really like to see that. But I do think it would kind of be evidence of the changing dynamics of Major League Baseball compared to how it's been for, you know, the last 100 years mm-hmm. where not every team is trying to win. You know, we have – what do right. we have, like five teams at this point who are basically just totally punting on this season, which is, I mean, that's a bummer, right? Like, it just thinking about those, it is a super bummer. And, you know, the Braves just got done thrashing one of those teams that just doesn't care about this season at all.
Yeah. No, Washington for sure, you know, playing for next year. You're right. Cincinnati playing for next year. Pittsburgh playing for next year. Baltimore playing for next year. Your Royals now have to be in that spot, probably playing for next year as well. Probably missed a couple of teams as well, no doubt. All right, let's get to our lineups tonight. If Ohtani's on the mound, you can expect Davis to use him, and he's going to. He is priced tonight over on DraftKings at 8,200. And Philadelphia coming off yesterday, Davis. I don't know if you caught this. Zach Wheeler's going to pitch, by the way, 9,800. Two outs, two strikes, bottom of the ninth, Miami up a run. Miami brings in their closer, Tanner Scott, throws a slider right over the plate, left-handed hitter, Garrett Stubbs, three-run home run, Phillies win. So it's a good time to start stacking the Phillies. They are feeling really good about themselves right now.
Yeah, I mean, they are, they got rid of the manager. That's all they needed to do, right? It was just the manager. That was the only problem. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things. They're getting better results, so it's going to look like it was a good idea to fire the manager. But again, right. as we said at the time, you know, it's not like the manager is super micromanaging every plate appearance for these guys. Ohtani, very strong start against Boston. Seven innings pitch, only gave up four hits, one earned run, six strikeouts. Key number for Ohtani has been starts where he's not allowed a home run. He gave up three home runs to the Yankees 2 weeks ago. No home runs against Boston. Great game. No home runs against the Rangers last month. Great game. So Ohtani just kind of goes, he needs the ball to stay in the park. And definitely he is not pitching quite as well as he was last year. His ERA is about a run higher than it was last year. But, a pretty good spot for him against Seattle, right? I mean, Seattle kind of had that decent start to the year. And Julio Rodriguez does look like a star, but it's not exactly panning out how we expected to for the Seattle Mariners. And, after just watching what the Nationals have done for the last week against the Braves, I don't know how you avoid getting Zach Wheeler in there, who has been extremely good over his last couple starts. Absolutely dominated the Arizona Diamondbacks. In fact, he has been over 20 DraftKings points in all of his last six starts. So doing really well. Some of the other guys you can consider, Luis Severino does have decent matchup, and he's been quite good, but he goes up against the Rays. And then Aaron Ashby against the Mets, he's like a really wide range of outcome style guy. But, sure. He's averaging over a strikeout per inning, so he's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Burns beat up on the Mets yesterday. All right, let's go and take a look at the offensive selections for today. Lots of Phillies you're going to see here in the lineup. JT Realmuto, he's having a tough time this year, no doubt, but this won't last forever. He's at 4,600. Outside of Goldschmidt, probably nobody hotter than Rhys Hoskins, so this is a very low price on him tonight, 4,400. And then we have Jonathan Scope of the Tigers at 3,900, Brad Miller at 3,400, and then the ultimate troll job here, Davis is going to put Javier Baez in his lineup tonight at 4,100. Good luck.
I mean, you know, I had to do it. We have Martin Perez there going for the Rangers, and he is one of my favorite guys to get batters in against because when Martin Perez struggles, it is all via the home run. I mean, I have seen this guy give up 5-6 home runs in starts before because he is an extreme fly baller. Now, a lot of the times it works out for him, right? Martin Perez has actually been getting quite good results this year. 2.1 ERA, 60 strikeouts. His whip is fairly low, but I have seen this movie before many times from him. So right-handed, all the right-handed Tigers, I would not stack them tonight. I think their implied team total is rather low, but just any right-handed power hitter on the Tigers. So Torkelson, Grossman, whoever, I think they're all decent. Scope, I think they're all decent one-offs tonight. And then on the other side, I mean, Brad Miller is kind of one of those classic guys who is bad for your seasonal fantasy baseball team, because his batting average is horrible and he doesn't play enough right. times per week mm-hmm. to get you the runs and RBIs that you would need to stomach that batting average, but really good for DFS because he is all about events, right? He is all about the home runs. That's just kind of always been his thing. He also used to swipe a bag or two. That's not part of his game anymore, but a solid left-handed power hitter. And then you're right. The Phillies are probably the team I'm most interested in stacking. Patrick Corbin, 6.6 ERA. The guy is just giving up home run after home run. In fact, he leads Major League Baseball most hits allowed as a pitcher, most earned runs allowed as a pitcher. He's given up 9 home runs. He led all of baseball last season in home runs allowed, 37 home runs allowed as a pitcher last year. So, and all these Phillies guys are going to be super popular, of course.
Yeah, and the StatCast data on Corbin, bottom of the league, pretty much everywhere in baseball.
So bad.
Good shot there, for sure. Philly's feeling good. All right, let's go to the outfield. Brandon Marsh, who I really like a lot for the future. I know he's still young, but can fill up the DFS stat sheet for sure. He is 3,200 tonight. Andrew McCutchen is on the Brewers. If you haven't been following this year, he is 2,900. And then the whole reasoning behind going cheap in the outfield is because Davis is going to use Trout tonight. He is priced at 5,600.
Yeah, I do. I like this. I like this spot for the Angels against George Kirby. I mean, Kirby's gotten a couple decent results here and there, but really, just kind of a good guiding principle for the MLB DFS is when people have forgotten about Trout. You know, when Trout has maybe been cold for a little bit, or the mm-hmm. Angels are not in the headlines, and if there is an expensive team on the slate that's going to be stacked, and our expensive team is the Philadelphia Phillies here, you know, I mean, they have guys who are more expensive, right? Bryce Harper, more expensive, and, Schwarber is sitting there, Castellanos, so they just have all those guys. Trout's going to come in at like 5-7% owned tonight on the night slate on DraftKings, I think. And that is a spot I'm very much looking forward to. And then we like the correlation there with Brandon March. And then actually, McCutchen had been dire, Craig, to start the year. I mean, he had been horrible. He's batting .230, but he's finally getting there a little bit over the last week. Stolen a couple bases. He hit a home run the other night and actually had a multi-hit game last week. So he is turning it around a little bit, sitting there at 2,900. And, Tyler McGill is like fine. I'm not loading up my 5-man Brewer stacks against him, but he's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that, when you look at this time of the year, Davis, and we're getting to the point where we have a lot of data on these guys, right? Like to say that it's still early is probably not the case anymore in Major League Baseball. And the other part of this too is like you feasting on Washington. Or feasting on, Baltimore. Like now you can start to take a look at those teams. The Cubs is another team. I forgot about them. The Cubs have lost a million in a row. You can start fading in DFS just like people are betting against these teams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is, and also kind of like reading the motivations for some of these teams too. Like that's going to be a big one is when these teams, start calling up 20-year-olds. And, or especially when we start getting the trades, right? When the Cubs trade away Patrick Wisdom, when the Reds trade away, well, maybe they'll trade away Joey Votto. Maybe they won't. We talked about that yesterday. But when these teams start to roll out these super disgusting, quad A lineups, that is going to be, it's just very important to pay attention to that stuff on the pitching side.
Yeah, Reds have played better, but that's another team that's going to probably unload a lot. Brandon Drury, by the way, 13 home runs for the Cincinnati Reds this season. Like, literally, this guy Crazy. Has done nothing for several years out of nowhere. Reds will do that for you. All right, coming up next, we'll play a little game of fantasy or reality. We'll touch on an NFL player who's trying to make it in baseball. We've heard that story before. Also, want to get to the Sports Grid 60, no doubt. We'll have some commentary at the end of the show. 2 o'clock Eastern. Make sure you join us for another edition of New.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Newswire, I'll be back on the program previewing tonight's NBA game. Ben Stevens will be with us, as well as it is Thursday. So Daniel Wallach will be with us on the show as well. But Davis and I will be right back with some fantasy or reality in the Sports Grid 60. So stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you are following us on social media on Twitter. Here's how you do it. Follow us at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread. Not to mention, if you have a question for us here on Fantasy or Reality, just ask us on social media. Tag me as well, at Craig Mish. Tag Davis as well, at Davis Matic. Tag Brett as well, at Brett Levy. And, you know, maybe Brett will even throw a, you know, question at us here, Davis. And, you know, Brett, by the way, Davis, I'm not sure if you are aware of this. He is going to have the day off tomorrow. So we'll still be here, you and I, here on this Friday. But Brett is getting married this weekend, Davis. And so he's going to take a few days off. And then when he comes back with us next week, or when I think he's coming back next week, he will no longer be single anymore. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that here on the show, because we obviously wish him the best this weekend.
Yeah, we got a summer of weddings. I think mine is 58 days away, so we Ooh. Will we'll be a crew of married guys here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. So an exciting summer ahead for all of us.
Yeah, all of us, you know, ball and chain, the whole thing. All right, time for Fantasy or Reality. All right, Davis, Shohei Ohtani, who naturally, you know, took baseball by storm last year, winning the American League MVP, featured in the All-Star game, the Home Run Derby. I mean, he was the story all of 2021 in Major League Baseball. He also filled your wallet, winning the MVP as well. Interesting comments, I thought, though, by him basically saying that he wants to play for a team that wants to win. Mike Trout has really never made any comments as such and did sign that long-term extension with the Angels. So, you know, he's going to be there forever. But it does beg the question. Ohtani is not shy about talking. We like that about our athletes. Fantasy or reality, Davis, Shohei Ohtani will leave the Angels. And the opportunity is kind of on the doorstep here for him to do so.
I mean, I am going to answer this with a how I hope it to go. So I hope that this is a reality, because Ohtani deserves better than toiling away in mediocrity. His games start at, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock for most people who live in the continental United States. You know, most of this country lives in the Midwest or the Eastern time zone. And it's kind of like the same thing with the Warriors. Like, so many people didn't get to see Curry when he was young until mm-hmm. he started playing in the finals and stuff, because of the time that their games go off of. And the Angels have never been a seriously competitive team with Ohtani and Mike. I mean, they have the two best players in baseball, right? Like, if you just added up the war that they have combined for, the two best players, and they just have not been a serious team. And so I hope that someone comes in, you know, gives him a boatload, you know, just a truckload of money, does, and I don't know when his deal expires. I believe, you know, baseball, like, they're so long, these contracts are, but I really hope that he is, you know, a Blue Jay, a Yankee. I don't even care if he's a Dodger, right? I just don't care. I would love to see Ohtani, you know, pitching 6 clean innings in a World Series game and hitting a home run. Like, it would just be amazing. So I am hoping that this is a reality.
Yeah, I'm going to say fantasy here. The Angels basically have, like a lot of teams in baseball, they have so much money. I don't know that that's what this will come down to. I think that's the counter to my argument here. Like, if the Mets just decide all of a sudden, let's just keep going here. We gave Scherzer his money. We get the Grom. Let's get Ohtani. I mean, they could do that. It would be Ohtani's choice. But what it strikes me interesting, Davis, is that the reason why I'm going to say he's not going to leave the Angels is because if you remember when he was negotiating with the teams initially, the three main teams were all on the West Coast. It was the Angels, it was the Dodgers, and it was the Padres. So, yes, it could happen. And you mentioned the Dodgers. Yes, obviously, they're always going to be in that conversation. But if you haven't noticed, the Dodgers don't love, you know, throwing the bank at guys. What they do is they like getting guys from other teams, making a trade, extending them within their own organization, like Trey Turner. Remember, they got Yu Darvish. Remember, they got Manny Machado, right? And then they just kind of like, all right, we'll let them go. Let Corey Seager go too. Fought a little with Kershaw. They like to move their money around, Davis. They don't love throwing out those $300 million deals. I'm going to say fantasy. I'm going to say he stays with the Angels. And West Coast, I guess, being close to home, predominantly the reason for that too. All right, let's go to another athlete trying to change sports. This one is going to be former. Is Golden Tate a former receiver in the NFL? Didn't he play last year? I don't know. Former receiver. Okay, he's retired. Former receiver in the NFL, played at a very high level with Seattle and Detroit. Really good PPR wide receiver for a while, by the way. Wide receiver 3, Golden Tate. Golden Tate's now playing independent league baseball. He's already gotten a hit, a long way away from the major leagues for sure. But let's throw it out there. Golden Tate will make it farther in baseball than Tim Tebow. Now, obviously, Tebow, despite his statistics, Davis, made it pretty far up the New York Mets organizational ladder. So will Golden Tate do better than Tebow in terms of how making it further? That's the question.
I guess Tebow got to double A for the New York Mets. Is that correct? So Tebow got to double A. Look, Michael Jordan didn't make it in double A. Like, great athletes have not made it in double A. So I'm going to say I got fantasy here. Also, because he's in, like, he'd have to have his contract selected out of the independent leagues. And I don't know, like, you know, obviously the thing with Tebow was, like, you know, he is a big media sensation. It's having Tim Tebow is going to bring some money, some publicity, some notoriety to your organization. I don't think Golden Tate has that same sort of cachet. Like, we're talking about it because, you know, I'll always remember Golden Tate for scoring that touchdown on Monday Night Football and giving up the peace sign as he was running into the end zone. I thought that was a great moment in primetime NFL history. But I don't like this guy. He doesn't have the Q rating that Tim Tebow does. So unless he is really good, like, what's the motivation? You know, why would I select Golden Tate's contract when I could bring in, you know, Robinson Cano or whatever? Like, Robinson Cano, probably a better hitter. So I got fantasy here.
Yeah, I got easy fantasy, by the way, for me. Look, he could end up being better statistically and physically than Tim Tebow. No question. But the Mets organization loved what Tebow brought to the table outside of baseball. Him talking to all these kids, coming up and down, telling them about life. And that's not to say that Golden Tate can't do that. But Indy League Baseball, Dave, is so far away from low-level A, by the way, in Major League Baseball, too. I got big fantasy here. I don't think that Golden Tate, maybe he plays for some team. Right now they have extended spring training and low level single A. I mean, he's not even there right now. I find it hard to believe. I got fantasy for Golden Tate, but I wish him the best. I hope he does succeed. All right. If you have a Netflix account and you have watched one of the more popular shows in the history of Netflix, one of them is called a show called Squid Games or Squid Game. And I got to say that I watched Squid Game. I thought it was really good. I thought it was interesting. And even with as violent as it was, my wife actually watched Squid Game, thought it was good too. So that tells you how popular that is, that even if my wife will watch something violent, it was solid. So Netflix is going to put together their own reality TV show with the biggest cash prize in the history of a game show. Now, I'm assuming people are not being killed in this one, Davis, or this would not be happening. But stakes are very high. Fantasy or reality, Davis, give us some context. Do you want to compete in the Squid Game competition?
Yeah, so I did not watch the OG South Korean Squid Game. Just was not one of those things that made its way to our viewing. But I did happen to see, I think it was mentioned in the Morning Brew column that I get, the little newsletter I get sent to my email. And it is the first place in this Netflix competition that is Squid Game-esque relative to this TV show. Gets the largest lump sum ever given to a reality TV show winner. I think it's like $4.6 million is going to the first place contestant. So clearly, yes. I mean, the answer is 100% yes to this. No doubt I'm there. I am probably in like top 10 to 15% physical fitness of people who would be entered into this competition. So I got to think that gives me a little bit of an edge. And again, I haven't watched the show, so I'm not sure like exactly like the stuff they're going to have people doing. I think, you know, the big difference is obviously no one's going to die hopefully no one's going to die for Netflix's sake. Yeah. But yeah, 100% reality. I'm in this. I'm in it to win it. Give me the chance to win the money.
Yeah, I would assume that the intensity of the contest is really the difference between this one and some others. And if they promote it in that way, there's probably going to be some serious stuff happening. But again, it'll get edited. And beyond deaths, I would assume that this will be very, very intense. Now, I'm pushing 50, so this is a fantasy for me. This is not something that I'm going to do. Now, I do feel like for people my age, like you said, Davis, I feel like I am in a very high percentile, too, as far as being in shape. And hopefully, I think I am, but you never really know until you do these sort of things. So I have fantasy. I would tell you, Davis, that I have never been on a reality show. But many years ago, I'm going to say I was probably around 30, so we're going about 20-some-odd years ago, maybe a little bit before that. I definitely did audition because I was working at the CBS television affiliate in Miami at the time as a producer, and they brought in the people for Big Brother. And that I did audition for because I feel like, Davis, that while that's a physical game, I felt like my mental aptitude would be really good for a game like that. So that is still, I won't do it now. I'm past it. But looking back on it, before I had kids, going away to do so, that was the game for me. Big Brother was the one I auditioned for. I did not get it. It was like a conflict that I was working for CBS affiliate, so it couldn't happen. But to me, that was the one.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably be bad at reality TV. Like, I would be bad at being a character on reality TV because I wouldn't want to be like I am like a personable, talkative type person or whatever. But I don't really like confrontation. I don't really like fighting. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like getting into it with people over like just whatever, you know, the small stuff that is brewed up to scale on these reality. And I also think I would be perceptive enough to realize when the producers were messing with me, because that's one of the things you learn about reality TV show.
Sure.
Is it is real, but a lot of it is the producers like, you know, getting you into the room and be like, oh, what did you think about, you know, Jessica doing this? Isn't that so crappy of her or whatever? And I just think I wouldn't play into that. Like, I wouldn't want to play into that game. So I don't think I'd be very good. I do think Big Brother is interesting, though, because, yeah, there's some game theory at play there.
Yeah, no, that was always the one for me that, yeah, I mean, there's definitely physical endurance tests in that. And even now, I don't know that I would feel the same about it like I did back then. But back then, I used to be a huge fan of the show, watched it, even subscribed to like the after hour stuff. I was like a big fan of watching that show. And to me, that was interesting, you know, hold up for months and months with just a bunch of people in the house, mentally, you know, going at it with people. I was like, yeah, that probably would be for me. But no, not the Squid. Although you really should watch it, man. Very few things have I told you to get into here on this show. I mean, I would give that your 2 days of streaming and binging. It was actually really good. It was a good show. I would say to check it out. All right, we got to take a quick break here on the show. Sports Grid 60 is coming up next right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Then you guys will and girls will have lunch. You'll join me back here for Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We'll have Gray Albright on the show tomorrow along with Jim Sannis. And, of course, we'll also have an update on the U.S. Open. In fact, let's get a U.S. Open update right now. Here is the Sports Grid 60.
So the U.S. Open is going on right now, and we are about 40% of the way through the first round, and it is not a leaderboard to remember. We have David Lingmuir and Mark Tarin. Tarin, one of the U.S. Open sectional qualifying guys. They're both in at 3 under par. Now hanging after them, Colin Morikawa, Rory McIlroy, Aaron Nesmith, Joaquin Neiman, they're all sitting there at 2 under par. It is a difficult golf course. I mean, don't miss the fairways, guys. I mean, this rough looks miserable. I mean, we're talking like if you miss the fairway by a foot, you might be in 6 inches of this deep grass. Wow. But it's a beautiful golf course, and I'm really looking forward to the next 4 days of it.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll have an update for you coming up today, 2 o'clock on Newswire. Fantasy baseball, the topic of my Sports Grid 60 here. We talked about how stolen bases are going away. What in the world's going on with saves? Can anybody get an out in the ninth inning anymore? My gosh, what has happened in Major League Baseball this season? You have, you know, simply two or three guys getting saves. Liam Hendricks is on the injured list. I'm watching guys just get blown up every single night in the ninth inning. No one can close out games. Does that mean that these players who can close it out are more valuable, or are we just completely done with closers entirely? Time will tell, and who knows if it had to do with the lockout or anything else, but this has got to be the most volatile season in the ninth inning that we have ever seen, to me at least, in fantasy baseball for sure. That will do it for our show today. Thanks, of course, to LTN and also our graphics department. Danny and Ryan doing a great job there. Thanks to our producer, Brett Levy, and again, congratulations, Mazel Tov, on your wedding upcoming this weekend. Brett, we will see you next week. For David Matic, I'm Craig Mish. I'll see you at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. Until then, have a good one.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.